Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, man, a glad Monday, and hello, everybody. Yeah, welcome to our show. You know, when I heard that this latest congressman, I don't even want his name on my show, was kicked out of Congress, I mean, that's got to be a disgrace, kicked out of Congress. And for allegedly misusing money, federal money or whatever it was, it really hit me in the wrong way. I'll tell you why, because there's a guy who has everything, you know, all kinds of benefits, money and everything, and has to go off and do shady things, you know. Now, a guy like that, we have to spend taxpayers' money now, because you know he's going to get a fair hearing and a trial. So, you take a blind woman like Michelle, they kill her dog, they take the money that they've raised to train the dog, this, the Guide Dog Foundation, they lie to her. Now, this guy lied. The school lied. The school is involved with money. They're keeping the money that they raised to train Milton. They're refusing to service her. And on top of that, when you analyze it, they've got all the other guide dog schools refusing to serve her. I mean, show me one that'll give her a dog. So a congressman has all those rights, all those advantages. But a blind person dealing with a service dog school has nothing to back them up. I mean, that's horrible. That's just a mad, a double mad, triple mad, make it a home run, that we have to witness that kind of behavior in our country that's supposed to be America, you know. And I know from the reaction of people when I go out and show them the pictures of Milton, the story, along with the proclamation, I know that people are very, very disturbed over what happened to Milton, especially those who donated to get Milton and Michelle together. So that's a definite mad that the politicians go on and tomorrow, next week, next month, I guarantee you, you'll hear about another corrupt politician. And while I'm on the subject, I don't tell people who to vote for. But any one of those candidates, if they don't do something about the death of Milton, put in a law, license the schools, I advise everybody not to vote for them. You can take that for whatever it's worth. They got to show me that they're doing something, that care, that they're going to help change a system that oppresses millions and millions of people. I'm thinking about an end of the year show, and I want to try to pick out the worst 10 happenings of this year. I can take a 3 or 4 right off my top of my head. And why Inner Sight advocates and why we are fighting to change it. All right, brought to you by A Day for Milton. Anybody out there would like to create A Day for Milton, give us a call. Send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Now, if you go down to Bellport and stop in the Shelby's Kitchen, you'll notice the great Milton in there. Shelby's Kitchen Catering, 631-286-0444 for your catering needs. And the home of Milton, where Milton lived and played and was very happy. So a day from Milton, anybody out there who would like to help us hook it up in whatever state you're in, drop us a line, call the Inside Hotline, 631-224-3090, and we'll tell you exactly how we did it over here in New York. Just follow the same idea. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, brought to you by the Big East, Peter Reston, 609-388-7004. Big East, Peter Reston, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady.
Hey, Frank, and we have a caller.
Yeah, let's see the email. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to communicate with the Akita Rescue. And thank you so much for all your help from my guide. Stop breathing on the phone like that.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Akita Rescue, thank you for the food. Thank you for the Charbel's new harness and all that you do for all the Akitas. All right. Now, hold on, caller. We'll do it in a minute. Let's see. Brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Silo, our ally in the fight against nursing homes and the license service dog school and all the other issues that we take on. Silo and Inner Sight together. And we're going to have our first news conference coming up in February. Looks like February. To expose the nursing home. Let people know that a lot of money is being wasted. I heard a thing on the news today, something about some congressman wants to, he says, I don't care where we get the money to secure the borders. You know? Well, I got a good idea. Get rid of these nursing homes.
Yeah.
That'll help. I mean, with $192 billion a couple of years ago, can you imagine what it is now?
Right.
All right, Inner Sight. Let's take a phone call, and then we'll tell you about some more of our friends.
I believe this
Hello.
Is Lorraine, but I'm going to let her in for you. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. How you all been?
Good. Had COVID.
Good.
It was pretty congested and stuff like that. Still congested,
you did.
But I'm much better.
Mhm. That's good. Mm-hmm. I had pneumonia in October, got well with the antibiotics, turned around and got sick. And I woke up the next day after my birthday, on November 21st, the day after, which was November 20th, I woke up sick.
Oh, boy.
And for Thanksgiving, I was sick throughout that whole holiday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently got over it, you know, the past weekend. It was a lot better, but, you know, I said, oh, I got to come on the show and help Frank out.
Mm-hmm.
I miss being here, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, look out for those antibiotics. They're not the best thing to take.
I'm trying not to take too many of them.
Get some dandelion tea.
It actually worked, the dandelion, the raw honey, and astragalus, and oil of oregano.
Mm-hmm.
It actually cleared me out, and it's been clearing me out.
Yeah,
it's helping.
Good.
Yeah. I still have a cough, so I gotta see what to do about that.
Right.
You interrupted me 3 times already, Susan. Watch out for those antibiotics, you know.
Okay.
Can cause a lot of trouble and side effects, and sometimes they can even make you worse.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes a person can build up a resistance towards them, too, where they don't even work no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they give you too many or too many different kinds.
Yep.
The body rejects them.
Okay.
That's why honey is better, the raw honey, dandelion,
mm-hmm.
wild oil
yep.
of oregano, stuff like that. So that's like food, you know?
Yes.
It's easier on the body and on the immune system.
Oh, yes, it is.
So you're better off with that. How are you feeling now, Lorraine?
I'm feeling better for the lack of the cough every now and then. I was congested in my chest, my nose. Now it's finally breaking up a little bit, but I cough every now and then, not like I was before, but it's getting better.
Good.
Yeah, how are you doing with your show?
Oh, it's doing good. It's doing really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mhm.
Have you increased your listenership?
Yeah, I got to get a tally this week for my daughter. Mm-hmm.
How does she, you're on blog, you're on the, they donated to you, right?
Actually, I'm doing it myself.
Oh, you're paying for it now?
Yeah, I'm paying for it for myself.
Oh.
Until I'm able to get a sponsor. Mm-hmm.
Then you should be able to get a number of listens.
Mm-hmm.
They usually let you know.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So you're coming up.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm waiting for my daughter to get back home. Probably, let me see, January, February, March. Between March and April, she should be back home from Nevada. And we're getting ready to start something that I have been wanting to start for years that I never really had anybody to do. I'm going to start a food bank.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you do? Did you go from school?
Excuse me?
Your daughter.
No, she's just actually coming up here to New York with her family. To live up here again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the older one?
No, not the older one. Me, my 23-year-old that lives in Nevada with her 2 children and her husband.
Yeah.
So they're coming back up to, you know, we're all going to help each other. Like, we're going to watch her kids while she works, and she's going to help me, you know, build this thing up. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's nice.
And still, we're still very much interested with the foundation, too, as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I left your message, but come to find out that the independent living centers are not allowed to raise money.
Oh, they're not.
No.
Oh,
that's a big reason why people get put in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
They raise money to keep them out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no...
That's sad,
no
Frank. Foundation. Very sad.
There's no foundation that will give you money.
Mm-hmm.
To stop the nursing home or to turn them into something, you know, accessible housing. There's nobody who does that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you research all this stuff, you find out why we're in this situation.
Okay.
because they're not helping us. It's like it's the same thing where the guide dog school killed Milton.
Yeah.
And there's no agent that'll come forward except us and help Michelle.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing to me is really a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have to deal with that kind of a situation where there's plenty of money to help the disabled, but not for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said before, the only way it's going to change if Inner Sight gets the money.
Mm-hmm.
We do. I don't know if anybody else could launch a campaign like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, a glad Monday. You want to call in? 213-816-1650 on the site. Mad or Glad. And we're brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Fox, Trevante Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the beautiful youngsters. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. And that's a good thing.
I'll be right back. I got an incoming call. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. We're brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. For my buddy Gary, you need dog food, cat food, medical. What are those voices in the background?
I have no voices. I muted her, and I have no voices.
I kept hearing voices back there. All right.
Yeah.
Nobody stopped on Long Island. 631-484-3085. You're unable to get out and get the food. Let Gary know. Sometimes he can have it brought over to you. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight hotline. And you can call that day or night and leave a message. Leave your phone number and we'll get back to you. All right, let's see. Kennedy Realty, my buddy Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house. Get some good information. Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. And I'm happy to report that our friend John, who is the son of an Inner Sight volunteer, is recovering and out of the hospital. We offered prayers, told people to pray for him, and obviously it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Recovered from his aneurysm, it appears.
Oh, thank God.
And back home. And maybe we'll get him to say a few words on Inner Sight when he's up to it. So keep those prayers happening. Don't underestimate the power of the Lord. You know, just because it's modern day, don't think that the Lord is too old and outdated to do something.
No.
All right, Inner Sight. And let's see. Oh, you want to stay in shape? I got a good number for you where you can learn how to defend yourself, stay in shape, Third Eye Insight. The name of the place. Insight. The Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. On the Third Eye Insight. Or if you have a mad, or you're mad about something, or glad about something, call it in here on Insight. Let the world know about it.
I have a mad.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I was waiting for that. Anyway, I'm mad that I caught COVID from the hospital. I mean, truthfully, I did pass out, but if they waited just a little bit, I would have woken up, and that's what happened when I was in the ambulance going to the hospital. I get to the hospital, and I contract COVID from the damn hospital. I mean, come on, people. Clean up after, you know, somebody who's coughing, sneezing, and all that, and then give me the damn stretcher. That's what bothered me, because you didn't clean.
Not a place to not clean. It's dirty. They don't take care of things the way
they're supposed to. Nope.
We all know. And the nursing homes are worse.
Yes, they are.
So it's a good place to keep things. Hospitals, doctor's offices, waiting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They are worse places.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to try.
They are worse. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the definite mad.
Of course.
Trying to avoid contamination and, you know, you go to a place where they're supposed to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Out, that's when most people get sick.
Exactly. I was telling my husband, couldn't he not bring me to the hospital? I mean, he didn't even tell my husband that ambulance was for me. He got scared. He didn't want to be sued, I suppose. So I went.
You passed out at the doctor's office?
That was at the dentist, yeah.
Dentist's office?
Yeah.
What did they give you? Why did you pass?
I just passed out, that's all. I think it's from my narcolepsy, but I haven't found that out yet. I probably got to take another sleep test, which I hate, but I have to do it because I got to see what they want to adjust my BiPAP machine at home here. Without that BiPAP, it would have not helped me clear out as much of the COVID out of my system, so it was really good. It helped.
Well,
we have a caller that's coming through Skype, Frank, and wants
to
speak. I'm sorry?
The only reason they sent you to the hospital is because they're afraid of lawsuits.
That's right. Yep, now you got it.
It's the only damn reason.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cover themselves.
Yeah.
And you go there,
Frank, we have a caller when you get a chance.
Go prove it.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a phone call. Mad or glad Monday.
Here it goes.
On air live. Keep it clean. Hello.
Hey, don't worry. It's only me. I'm using a black number. Hey, Suzanne. Hello, Frank.
How you doing?
Well,
had
I'm doing
COVID
fine.
All last week.
Speaking. Huh? What happened?
I had COVID all last week.
Yeah, I was just about to say. You know, you've had a rough time. You were hooked up to the machine, but the machine helps you with the COVID. So,
yeah, it did.
I didn't know that you had narcolepsy as well. So you can go to
sleep
at any time, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. It's really annoying, to say the least.
Until you really want to go to bed. I remember when I was a kid, I couldn't go to sleep, and now I can just drop my head on the pillow. But
oh, that's
I understand. It is. But, I mean, I understand what you're going through. I mean, like, if you're out there in public and all of a sudden you fall asleep, you don't know where you are. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's almost as dangerous as being as having Frank as your co-host.
There's got to be an herb combination that would take that away.
I hope so. I really
do.
You
got to find it.
One of these days I sleep, you know, and they couldn't get me up. That was recently. And they gave me, this was last year, I couldn't get up, whatever. They gave me Narcan, but you know what? I didn't have any of that. They were kind of stupid in that sense because I didn't have any opiates in me. So, I mean, I just was having a narcolepsy attack, and they couldn't handle it the right way. It's really annoying.
Have you thought about alternative medicine?
Yeah.
You know, other than the prescription drugs, because a lot of times these doctors are just influenced by the drug sales.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, I would look
into it
if I were you, Suzanne, because if they could barely wake you up, that's not exactly a good sign. It's not a good recommendation for these drugs that they give you.
Yeah, no. I'm trying real hard to stop a lot of them.
You know what's so mad for me? These stupid doctors, they don't know how to treat something. They don't know what to do, you know. Why don't they get on the damn horn and find somebody who does?
Right.
There's natural healing doctors out there. How come they never consult them?
Right.
Because they're competition for the AMA. That's why.
That's it.
Yeah. They want people to be sick. I don't want these
guys
to come
in. You know what the leading cause of death is in the United States?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Doctors.
I like that.
I am not kidding. That is the statistic.
I know.
They are responsible for over 200,000 deaths a year, avoidable mistakes. And this is done by the AMA. This is a report that was distributed by the AMA. Because these doctors, like Frank was saying, they don't care. They don't give a shit.
They really don't.
No. They don't.
They want to put you in a nursing home as quickly as possible if you have a disability.
Yeah. Or if you don't, they just want to take care of you in 5 minutes. They don't want to explain what the symptoms mean. They don't want to give you a second opinion referral. They're full of shit. They're one of the reasons why I'm in relatively good health, because I don't want to go see a doctor. So the fact I don't want to go see a doctor keeps me healthy.
That's right.
That's a good one. I like that.
That's right.
Years ago, I went to the VA,
right?
And I almost punched out a doctor.
Really? Oh, my.
Yeah.
What happened?
He was getting obnoxious.
Really?
Yeah, I was not in the mood.
I don't blame
him.
So
he realized that once I stood up, and he was already standing up, he could have got knocked down. So he calmed himself down real quick.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they say you're psychotic.
They got on my nerves.
Well, they sure do. Especially when I have one of them who's hospital happy. It said to me, if I can't get rid of COVID, you're going to have to go in the hospital. I'm like, that's where I got the COVID from. I'm not going to you to do that.
Hey, don't listen to me. You know, they have financial incentives to send you to the hospital. They get money, extra money from the government if they diagnose you as having COVID. You could have had nothing but a bad cold, but if they diagnose you as having COVID, they get thousands of dollars. If they
stick
you in the hospital to stay there, they get more.
That's terrible. Really, it is.
You can look it up. It's on Google.
Oh, yeah. We have Lorraine back. She, you know, she's one I'm going to put her through, okay,
Frank? You don't get out of that.
Oh, no. You don't. right now it's taken me a whole week to just feel better a little bit. The only thing I have is congestion and I can't get rid of it. My sense of smell came back, which is good. I said, let me put the Vicks on me and let it see if it opens up my airways. It was all right. I mean, I wish I had something more natural.
Yeah, I remember Vicks as a kid. I couldn't stand that smell.
Oh, it's a nasty smell. But I couldn't smell it at all, which is because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Not one bit of it. And that's very strong. You know, very, very strong. I used it as a gauge.
Are we another caller?
Yes, we do. It's Lorraine again. All right. Let me put her in, okay?
Well, let's get Lorraine back.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lorraine.
Hello. I was remembering back in 2019, I had COVID.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I did.
It's not the easiest to have. Really,
no,
it
is. No, it's not. Mm-mm.
It beat the hell out of me all last week.
And this is when COVID was just beginning, when nobody didn't know about wearing masks or anything. So that's
mm-hmm.
how I got it back then, with no mask or anything, and I contracted it.
Wow.
The only thing that saved me from getting pneumonia was the pneumonia shot. I didn't develop that. Mm-hmm. Because I had just received the shot a couple of months before I got COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's such a thing called COVID pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until the doctor told me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
COVID
pneumonia. Mm-hmm. That's the one that stays on your chest.
Yes, and that's what I got right now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the cough suppressant in me just so I could do the show, but right after that wears off, I start coughing like a mad woman.
Susan, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
The end.
Sorry. Just,
why are you blabbering?
You're low, Frank. You've got a low volume.
I can't hear that well. Sorry.
It's supposed
not
to
you,
be the end.
Frank, you're low. Your volume is low.
Oh, okay.
I can barely hear you myself, too.
All right. Is that better?
Well, you I can hear. Frank is low. I can hear Lorraine, too.
Oh, all right.
You can't hear me?
Oh, now you're coming in a little bit stronger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can hear him.
I can hear him,
Lorraine,
too.
Say hello to Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Lorraine.
How have you been?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, relatively speaking.
Well, that's good to hear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the COVID, I'm sure they're going to start propagandizing that again. Everybody's going to think they have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing about COVID that you can get is oxychloroquine or ivermectin. And that helps.
Yeah. Can you get that over the counter?
In some places you can. They were trying to downplay it because they wanted everybody to go to the doctor where the doctors can get paid extra money for diagnosing you having COVID. But oxychloroquine, it's been used for years for lupus.
Malaria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a 95% success rate of knocking out the COVID.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, I haven't caught it. I'm not worried about it. I don't wear a mask. I haven't worn a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. The mask doesn't help. If you can breathe through your mask, you can breathe in the COVID.
You can still get
it. So I don't understand.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I don't understand this bullshit that they're promoting.
Money, money, money. You
said it all, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Follow
mm-hmm.
the money.
The money trail.
Yep. It's like just like when everybody
like with nursing care. You know, everybody makes money off of nursing care, and
yes,
patients suffer.
Because we were all doing fine during the summer. I mean, it was just when you thought this thing was over and it was all over with, here it comes again.
Right?
Yeah, with the new variant and all that kind of good
new
nonsense.
Variant,
it's a bunch of crap.
Always
it felt like
guys.
A bad flu, that's all.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's only got a 2% mortality rate. 2%. And it mainly affects people who are old with some kind of infirmity to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shut down the entire United States, the entire world, over that. 2%.
Mm-hmm.
You've had the flu that has had a higher percentage rate of mortality.
Yeah.
You've got, what other diseases are common? Pneumonia can kill you. Bronchitis can kill you. They don't talk about that.
No, they don't.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Like Lorraine, money, the pharmaceutical industry. Do you know how many billions of dollars extra in profit that they've made since 2019 because of COVID?
That's it.
What about all the false reports they put in?
Mm-hmm.
And gotten money.
I couldn't hear Frank.
On them.
You know, it's all about money. It's all about bullshit. The government there doesn't give a rat's ass about the people, and they make money off the pharmaceutical industry, the defense contractors, and anybody else that comes along with a carpet bag with their hand out. So the only way to combat it, you got to organize. You got to get people together who are willing to put in some elbow grease and try to change things. Otherwise, forget about it.
Frank just jumped off a bit. I'm going to...
Can you hear me now?
Oh, here he is. Here he is.
Nah,
Joe,
Frank, you're low. You still got the low volume.
He jumped off again. Give him a second to adjust
right.
things. Yeah. Yeah, I just, when I went and I thought I had, when I was not feeling well, I had a fever. And I'm like, why do I feel feverish? I took my temperature, it was 101. I'm like, okay, I don't know why.
Ooh, that's
and then
bad
I
enough.
Said, yeah. And then I had my sense of smell and it was gone and my taste was gone. I put the Vicks on. I don't like Vicks, but I wanted to see if I could smell it.
Hey, Joe, is that better?
It's a little better, Frank. It's probably your headset.
I don't use a headset.
What do you use? Your normal phone?
I'm on the landline right now.
Oh, now you're coming in fine.
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, it must be my other phone for some reason. So you can hear me better
now?
Yeah,
now you're okay. Yeah, now you're
better. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started to say they had a thing on the news about all the fraudulent claims of the COVID that came from doctors, hospitals, you know, and all the money that they put out, and they were going to try to get it back. Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
That's right.
Definitely. Good luck with
I'm surprised they put it out on the news because the news, CNN and MSNBC, et cetera, they're the ones that covered it up. It's like,
yeah.
You remember Cuomo? You guys are in New York State, right? Cuomo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. He signed an order to make the nursing homes mandated to take patients with COVID. Why do you think so many patients back in 2019 and 2020 died?
Wow.
Yeah,
he
Cuomo
was
said, yeah, you had to take it. And then Letitia James, which is your attorney general, she's got the balls to come right behind him and mandate herself that the nursing homes had to take the patients. And then she goes to prosecute Cuomo for the same crime that she did.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
And then they let go.
And then later
on,
they get together and they go out and have dinner. They're all friends.
I know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's all a bunch of political theater. It's crap. It's nonsense. I wish they would all go to jail.
Right?
Yeah.
They're nothing but scum. They're just human scum preying on the citizens' gullibility.
Yes.
Hoping that the citizens will trust them, and they do. And then they take money under the table from the defense contractors, the pharmaceutical industry, and then they betray the trust of the citizens. They should all go to jail.
Yes, they should.
Well, you know, that's the system. It's so corrupt, and it hates. You know, I believe that a lot of this stuff that's being done toward the disabled and the elderly and disadvantaged is a hate crime, and it should be handled like that. You know,
if they're gonna make everything else a hate crime, they might as well make that a hate crime too.
Yeah,
they get away with it.
It is stupid. It's not even just stupid. It's corrupt. People don't want to believe how corrupt it is, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Who wants to believe that your senator is really sending your ass down the river?
Nobody.
Nobody wants to believe that. Everybody believes and knows that politicians can be corrupt. But nobody wants to believe that they're in league, let's say, with China and Russia or the globalists or the pharmaceutical industry, that they're corrupt enough that it only takes a few $1,000s for them to just send you down the river. They don't give a shit. Never did.
Hey, watch that. Don't be cursing on my show, Joe.
Yeah, don't be fucking cursing. I know, yeah.
We'll have to give you the boot.
I understand, Frank. Yeah. Are you serious? Because I won't curse if you're serious. If you're not serious, I get pissed off at these assholes.
Only because I like you, I'm not giving you the boot.
Oh, right. But like when you're always talking about the disabled and the nursing homes, et cetera, it's all corruption. If you had enough money to pay these bastards, right, under the table, you'd have everything fixed in a second. Mm-hmm. But they don't take money from you. They don't want money. They want it from the lobbyists.
Well, yeah, if we had the money, it'd be a whole different story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if you had the money to give to them to correct the ills, you have enough money to start an investigation too. They don't want you to have money.
Okay? Oh no, of course not.
They don't want you to probe them.
That's why they won't allow the independent living centers to raise money.
Yeah.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's not red tape. It's corruption. They don't care. They know about what's going on.
Sure they know. Of course they know. How could they not?
Yeah.
They make the rules. You know?
And they get complaints. They don't answer the complaints. They don't care. You die in the street, they don't care. They probably say, good, we got rid of another voter.
Yeah. Good thing we got in of sight.
Thank God, right?
Yes, sirree.
We try to let people know and care about them, you know?
Which is good.
In of sight.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. That's my thing, because corruption with... Everything stems from there. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's medical problems. I don't care if it's political problems. I don't care if it's social problems. Everything stems from the corruption in Washington and in the states. They pass laws that are prohibitive against just plain normal human behavior because they want extra taxes or they want to control you.
both positively.
Like living in Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's worse.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Jeez, man. You know, and we keep voting them in all the time, you know. We keep voting them to try to help us out.
Yeah.
They need to be slapped around. That's what they need.
Right. One thing
I must
say. Go ahead, Frank.
I'm not going to vote for anyone unless they prove to me that they're going to do something or that they are doing something to change the system.
Yeah. Well, if they are doing something, then that's somebody you vote for. If they promise to do something, you have to kick them in the ass because they're always full of promises. And they never
No, I'm talking about someone who is doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah. Those are the
That's the only way I'll vote
need to be
somebody.
Voted in. That's right.
Because it's all talk.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Nope.
Now, who's going to...
Who's working on
who's
behalf gonna
run
of Innocite anyway? Who's working on behalf of that? Politician.
Well, we had one guy who signed off on the day for Milton. He gave us the proclamation for the day for Milton. And now we supported him on air, and he won Suffolk County Executive.
Oh. Yeah.
But he did something.
What's he done since then? What's he done since then?
He's not in yet. He won't be in until January. I don't know what else he's done.
Oh, okay. All right.
He won't be in until January.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
you know what I've done?
No. Huh?
Yeah. You know what I've done? I've vetted some potential candidates on the air. And I let them know, you know, if you're elected, you're going to have no power. So what are you going to do? They don't know how to answer that question. So then I introduce a particular solution. I say, look, here's what I think you should do. If you get elected, we all know you don't have much power. You're a freshman. But this is what you should do. You go around to your colleagues, and you can ask them if they would like to join you on a campaign against corruption. Those that say yes, that's good. Those that say no, okay, fine. Then you have a press conference, and you let people know who said yes, who said no. That you can do. Can you do that? Can you put the names of those people in a newsletter? And they say, yeah, I can do that. And then I come back with, okay, you say you can do that. How about this? If you don't do it within the first month or two, you would be willing to give up your seat if enough people sign a petition. Now I got them to put skin in the game. If they say yes, then you say, okay, sounds like you might be somebody that we can vote for. If they say no, because, you can't do that, you know. Once you're elected, you got to serve out your term. Now you know you got a bullshitter. That's how I
Well, you can't home. Trust them, that's for sure.
No. I don't care about their promises. They can promise me anything. As soon as they get they put their hand on the Bible and they get elected into office and they take over, they say, F you.
Yep.
That's true.
They talk such a good talk until they get in office.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sweet words.
One guy said to Frank and I, it's political suicide what you're asking me to do. I said, political suicide. I didn't, you know, I didn't even think of it that way, but he said it.
Right, who was that, Suzanne?
I'm sorry?
Who was that that you were talking to?
Phil Boyle. He retired now.
Yeah, political suicide. Yeah. Kiss my ass. You're there to protect the rights of the citizens, not to worry about your political theater. Especially if he made promises.
Yeah, he made promises on air, too.
Yeah, well, they're liars and they don't F them. I say kill them.
Yeah.
Hang them. Drown them.
Well, when he needs help from us, there might be a time, you never know. That would, you know, be, we don't hold that against a person because we know that people could use help. However, the temptation is definitely there.
I hold it against a person. If a person makes a promise to me, regardless of whether they're a politician or not a politician, they better maintain that promise. Nobody forced you to make that promise.
That's right. Frank jumped off again. I'm seeing if maybe his phone was not working well.
I think people should be tougher on these politicians. They got, if you got an issue which the politician agrees is something which requires his attention, a lot of his attention, then he should follow through. Now, if he says, look, you want your, okay, you've got an issue with your pet parakeet, I'm sorry. I can't devote millions of dollars to pet parakeets.
Right.
You know? Say it. I'm sorry, I can't help you out with that.
Well,
don't say, yeah,
say,
oh, the pet parakeet, oh, my God. What an issue. We should all raise up in arms with pet parakeets. No. Okay? I want an honest guy, an honest woman in there. If you can't devote the resources and the money, say so. Give me a reason, though, but say so.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody that you've contacted and says health care, home care, nursing homes, it's a problem, it's something that should be devoted, we should spend a few million dollars. Once a guy says we should spend a few million dollars behind that, keep his toes to the fire.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you said it was worth millions of dollars. Where are the millions of dollars?
Right.
And then they say, hey, you got to be respectful towards your senator and your congressman. Kiss my ass. You made a promise.
Macy's window. You didn't
fulfill it. Kiss my ass.
Yeah. Macy's window at 5 o'clock.
There you go.
Looks like Frank is not coming back on. We'll see. I hope he does. Anyway.
Don't you have something coming up like in January or February or something?
February, yeah, for the nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a press conference.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to see how many people I can get involved with the press conference. I'm going to have to get all the names together and call them and, you know, make sure. You know.
Well, how many people have you gotten, have you and Frank gotten together from InterSight to help out with the press conference?
I have to, you know, our sponsors would be some of them, and basically some things that, you know, people have called us upon, you know, a lot of the people who are in nursing homes or have family in nursing homes, they've called us, and we've got to recognize those people, too.
Yeah,
we
I mean, those people, yeah.
Not many people have signed it yet. It's on change.org.
Oh, yeah? You got to promote that more often, probably. I don't know if you promote it every time you're on the show, but you should promote
that.
Yeah,
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you should send emails
at
least to the families of people in nursing homes to let them know what you're doing and that you need their help.
Right.
I mean, they have a vested interest in this. They've got family in nursing homes, and those people that are in nursing homes are susceptible to bad care. Then the families of those patients, they have a vested interest, and they're the ones that should be helping you out.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, how can your organization, how can any organization work if the people who you're trying to help, right, don't contribute?
That's true.
Me, I would just say, F it. Forget it. Please. If I'm trying to help somebody out and they don't want the help, hasta la vista. Nice knowing
you. Yeah, right? No, we love you. We love your help and your advice and all of that.
Well,
thank
you. Well, I try to contribute in some kind of way. You know, it doesn't affect me yet. You know, who knows? I could become disabled tomorrow.
Yeah, God forbid.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like Frank is angry at me for talking a little, so I'm going to...
Frank.
I don't think I talked a lot, but I don't know.
Why can Frank be angry at you? You're a co-host.
I'm not. I'm an engineer. He downgraded me.
What?
Yeah, he downgraded me. I swear, I'm an engineer.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
really? Oh, so you're not.
He's mad at me. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Frank, where are you, man?
He's not on.
You've got yourself a nice co-host.
He jumped up and he stayed up.
Downgraded her? Oh, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
I've been downgraded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I don't feel like I'm a engineer. I feel like I'm both an engineer and a co-host, but he doesn't want me to talk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, man.
You could talk to him and convince him. Good luck.
Yeah, Frank, get on the air. I mean, look, you've got a host and a co-host for the purpose of attracting people to come to your show. And to have banter back and forth and to dispense information. Now you're going to downgrade your co-host to talking to?
Yeah.
She hardly says a word.
That's true.
Because my daughter, she's my engineer. And she created this thing called Before It's Too Late on Saturdays. So she came up with that because of my Aunt Loretta when she passed. Things that you say to a person before it's too late, and childhood memories that you can remember, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what Sonya came up with.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I had a cousin, a favorite cousin, who was so, so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nicest, a genuinely good person.
Yeah.
I had that thought in me, and I said, she was about 15, 20 years older than me. So before she died, 2 years before she died, I told her how I loved her. I said, I love you. You know, just in case.
You have to. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, all of a sudden, bang. You know, so I'm glad I told her. That's a good idea.
I'm glad you did, yes.
People,
yeah, I'm glad
you
got to
tell your relatives.
You got to tell your relatives.
You know what? I have an idea. You call Frank and tell him on the inner sight line. Let me give it to you.
Okay. Wait,
okay, 631.
Paper. Oh,
yeah,
get,
right? Okay, I'll
paper.
Wait. All right, ready? 631-224-3090.
Hold on, Suzanne. I got
okay.
I got to get the pen and paper. I got the paper now. I got to get the pen. Okay. So this is the Inner Sight line?
That's the Inner Sight hotline. It's 631.
Right. 224-3090. And you want me to tell them about the idea that you had on Saturday?
No, about, you know, me being downgraded.